your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with something to think about.
How would you like to be the greatest person in heaven? Before you blurt out, no, due to your humility, of course, let's find the answer in Scripture. It's not wrong to want to be great, but it needs to be in the next life. Jesus told his disciples how to be number one in eternity. He said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all." Mark 10:44-45. Now, if Jesus had told us how to be great in this world, for instance, how to be a great actor, a great rock star, a great or successful athlete, everyone would be scrambling to follow his instructions. But when he tells us the secret of being great forever, well, we don't listen to his advice. We don't care about what will happen in eternity. We think that's so far away. But to those who wisely listen, the key to being promoted in the next life will be determined by how well we serve in this life. Here are some qualifications for being a servant of all. First, a servant of all has a heart of humility. Servanthood requires humility. Proud servants don't exist in God's kingdom. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. A humble person cannot be humiliated, no matter how undignified the job may be. Elizabeth Elliot once said, "The best way to find out whether or not you really have a servant's heart is to see what your reaction is when somebody treats you like one." Number two, a servant of all will cheerfully serve in every job. You see, being a servant of all doesn't mean you have to quit your profession and take a minimum wage job. Some people serve in lowly positions but still have a proud heart, while others serve God in high positions with a humble servant's heart. And thirdly, a servant of all always views God as the boss. The Apostle Paul said, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord, rather from men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve." If you are a servant of all, you will always do your work to please God. God promises to reward you in the next life for your cheerful service in this life. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass and Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim, it is beautiful
outside. It is beautiful out there, and supposed to be beautiful all week.
Oh, man.
Time to get your guard now.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to raise yours so I can come and rob it.
I'm waiting on you to come out and help.
Oh, okay. Well, my back's hurting awful bad, but I would.
That.
Go ahead.
We'll get it.
Go ahead, and I'll be out when I can.
I'll do.
How's that.
How's that
sound?
That sounds great.
Boy, isn't it beautiful out there?
It is beautiful. Warm.
You celebrated birthdays all week.
I did. Celebrated one Friday. My son-in-law, Keith Patrick, and my beautiful wife yesterday, Teresa.
Yeah.
Me and her be the same age for 2 months. Then I jump ahead of her in July.
Well, did you tell her to respect her elders?
I sure did.
You got a sweet wife there. You
do. We're both blessed.
You're very blessed. You are. Hey, we had our big gospel sing.
Tell us about that.
At the Highland Church of Christ. Boy, we had a good time. We had... His was there, and For His Grace, and the Highland Bluegrass Quartet, and then I had a band there consisting of me, and Rick May, and Don Rigsby.
We sound like
and
a good
boy,
group.
We had a good time.
And it's for a good cause, too.
It was for Hannah's House.
That's
which
true.
We raised $1,240 for that cause.
That is great.
So that's pretty good.
That's real good.
Now, if you wasn't able to get there to the show, you can go to our website, www.highlandchurchfamily.com, and watch it.
That's true.
Now, give it a couple days to get Steady Eddie to get it up on the air, but we'll get it on there. But great crowd. We had a little over 100 people, I believe, and good turnout. And I know you was courting, so you couldn't be there.
Birthday time.
Well, I got so tickled at your wife. She posted on Facebook, I believe, that she's truly got a country daughter.
Yep.
That she was down there in Lexington at the mouth of Hamburg.
That's it.
That's the best I'd ever heard right there.
See, they think there's hollers down there, too.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, Jim, we got a special show today.
Well, we have a good-looking group in here.
I'm feeling old looking at these guys.
I am looking at that. Anybody here over 15?
Anybody over 15?
Just one.
What, about 3 or 4 days over? He ain't much over, is he?
Uh-uh. And the rest of them younger than 15, so that tells our listeners what they're going to be in for the day.
That's right. You know, these kids, I'm just going to say, they make me sick. They can play so good, and it took me all these years to learn.
There's a baseline over here. Were you playing that for them? Or do they
not with them around, I'm not. But we got first time around in the studio today. They opened last night for the Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers at the Mountain Arts Center.
Well, that says a whole lot about what kind of talent they got.
Yeah. We've got Justin LeMaster in here and Zach Wright. Did I say that right? All right. And Savannah Wright and Adrian Webb. Andrea?
Adrian,
I said it right? I should have just went with my first instinct. And Eden Webb? Now, I'm taking that we've got some brothers and sisters in here, don't we? All right.
Yep.
Grab that mic right there. Eden, and you're to Eden. Eden, how are you today, honey?
Good.
Well, good. And we're so glad. Now, tell us whose brothers and whose sisters and all that.
So, this is my sister.
Well, they can't see you, honey. You're going to have to call her name out.
Okay. Adrian Webb is my sister. She
right.
plays the fiddle.
Right.
And I play the mandolin.
All right. And then, there's two sisters. Now, what about Zach and Savannah, are they brother and sister?
Yeah, they're brothers and sisters.
Well, great. So, Justin, you're the odd man out, aren't you? All right. Well, they've got a brand new CD, Jim, and we're gonna play some of this CD. They're gonna pick live for us.
That's great.
Gonna give a CD away. We're giving all kinds of stuff away.
We're gonna keep our contest going
on Phillips Heat and Hardware. If you've got a jingle for Phillips Heat and Hardware, you give us a call at 7890-318. We'll play your jingle on the air. We're giving away $50 next week.
$50.
So, guys, welcome to the show. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
It's good to have you. We're going to start off by your brand new CD. What would you like to play first off the CD? You'd have a particular favorite?
Let's do the Clinch Mountain Bass.
You know why? I figured a banjo player would say that.
That way we can get to hear a lot of the banjo in it.
I love the banjo.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's first time around. Doing the Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Thank you.
Howdy, was that good, Jeff?
That was great, Nate.
Well, Savannah's just about to leave the studio.
I believe she showed you up on that bass.
She told me. Grab that mic, Savannah. I told her I'd been playing the bass for 45 years. I said, how long have you been playing to learn that lick on that bass? And you said what?
8 months.
I'm going to kill you.
Hey, she may have to give you some lessons, though.
I'm telling you. Savannah, did you get to meet Larry Sparks last night?
Yep.
What'd you think of him?
He did good.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really nice.
He's a good guy. Well, I'm going to talk about our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, located on the Main Street here in Paintsville. They've been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands for 25 years, Jim.
That's a long time, Dave.
It's a long time. Our very first sponsor here on 98.9 WSIP. They specialize in the good American standard products. And any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric you have problems, they can hook you up
there.
They
can take care of it. And the weather changing right now, you might want to have your filters checked.
Yeah, exactly. They change mine every year.
Well,
and that way, on hot days, I've got good cool air. Let's hear a good word from our good friends at Fannin's. And
rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All right, we're back. We're going to talk to the fiddle player now, Adrian. Adrian, how long has the band been together?
Well, we was at Fallsburg. Our music teacher, Mr. Newman, wanted us to play at the Christmas program at our school. So we all got together and we did Christmas Times of Coming, and then we just decided we wanted to have a band. So we got a band.
Who made Christmas Times of Coming famous? Do you know that? Bill Monroe made that famous. So how long has this band been together?
8 months.
8 months.
I think June will make it a year.
Well, let me ask you this. Who was your biggest influence on the fiddle to want to play fiddle? Who's your biggest influence?
Probably John Rigsby.
John? He's a good fiddle player. He is an excellent fiddle player, and he's one of my favorites. He sure is. He's good to work with in the studio. You recorded this CD at his studio, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know, was he easy to work with in the studio, producing your project and everything?
Yeah, we recorded for 10 hours straight.
Yeah, that's hard work. You know, people don't realize what goes in to a recording. It takes a lot of work. It does.
Yeah.
Zach? How can they book this band? Are you guys up for dates? And what do you charge, about $4,000 a day or something like that?
I wish.
Well, someday. Well, that bass player's worth $4,000. I'll tell you that. I'm mad at her. But if somebody wants to book this band, how can they do that?
You can go on Facebook or you can call my mom's phone number. She's the booking agent. You call 624-6976.
Well, that's great. You guys got summer break coming up pretty soon. You can
work
a lot this summer. Now, who was your biggest influence on the banjo? I think I know.
Well, I'm going to have to say Ralph Stanley.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep. He's a good one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's a good one. He don't play much banjo anymore. So I saw Ralph 2 weeks ago. And now we did a show with him down in Princeton, West Virginia. And he's doing pretty good for, 87 or 88 now?
88.
88 years old now. Yeah. So that's great. That's great. Well, let's get around here and talk to the old man of the bunch. I guess he's the old man, isn't he? On the guitar, Justin. Let's see, I'm going to give Justin my mic and I'm going to take yours. Justin, who's your biggest influence?
Probably Tony Rice.
Well, I figured you'd say that. He's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You like Dan Tominski's guitar playing?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Tony Rice kind of paved the way for a lot of lead guitar players, and I heard you playing some lead there, too. So that's a good choice. Who do you, what kind of venues do you like to play? Do you like indoor shows, festivals?
About anything.
How long have you been playing bluegrass?
7 or 8 years.
Really? How old are you now?
18.
Well, that's great. I can tell you've been around the guitar a little bit, playing a good Martin guitar there. You can't go wrong with a Martin. What is that?
It's a HD 16.
There you go. That's a good one, Jim. That's one of them good ones.
That's one of the real, the place got a good tone to it.
All right. We're going to, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away one of their CDs right now. And we're going to play cut number two on this. It's called Driving Nails in My Coffin. I guess you all know that from Rhonda Vincent, don't you? You know who wrote that song? Anybody have any idea who wrote that song? Oh, my goodness, I'm old. Everybody thinks Rhonda Vincent wrote it, don't they? In this group, don't they? Huh?
No.
Bobby Osborne wrote that song. So, but let's hear a first time around. And if you want to take home a copy of this CD, we got one here freshly wrapped for you. You be the eighth caller at 789-0318, and we'll put one of these in your hand. Here is First Time Around.
You know who doesn't know the value of a dollar? My son, leaving every light on in the house. We do not live in a lighthouse.
Whatever, Dad.
You know who does know the value of a dollar? McDonald's. They have 5 extra value meals for under $5 each, like the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, and 10-piece Chicken McNuggets. Now we all could learn a lesson like that.
I said whatever.
Love your wallet more with McDonald's 5 extra value meals under $5. Each comes with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Hey, Amy, do you have...
Not now. I'm taking a sipcation.
A sipcation?
Yeah. Not a vacation, not a staycation, but a sipcation. Get a McDonald's-flavored tea, take a sip, and that perfect sweetness takes you straight to paradise.
Mmm, we should take more sipcations.
And nailcations.
And spa-cations.
Put it all on the calendar.
McDonald's flavored sweet teas take you to paradise. Enjoy a wonderfully refreshing peach or strawberry flavored tea for a hint of sweet fruit flavor. And participate in McDonald's.
All right. That's our good friends at McDonald's, Jim.
That's true. Good place to stop and eat. Have you all ever eaten at McDonald's? Being on the road.
I love McDonald's.
Everybody loves McDonald's.
That's true.
I ate there last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, you can't beat it. I've seen you at Ralph Stanley's Festival. I bet you've been up there, ain't you?
No, I ain't been up there.
You'll have to go this year.
I want to go real bad.
Well, you'll have to go.
Yep.
Call me and I'll take you. I'm going to be up there on Saturday.
All right.
Well, our good friends at McDonald's got 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. Who can name them all? All the locations. Does anybody know? Through Eastern Kentucky? Be thinking about that. We'll ask you later. But I'm going to pick on this great bass player over here.
Uh-oh. Going to get back.
Now, we've been on the air for 32 years. And you think somebody 32 years is old by now, probably, don't you? But how old are you anyway?
I'm 11.
See, you 11. Can ask the kid 11 that, but you can't ask somebody our wife's age, can you? All right. We've been on the air 32 years, and nobody has ever missed this question. What's the number 5 combo at McDonald's? Look at those eyes. I meant the number 1.
A Big Mac.
Good job. Let's get ahead. A Big Mac. Well, that's fantastic. Guys, why don't you pick us one? You got your instruments. You might as well just pick us one.
Sure,
out. What do you got in mind to pick for us today? Oh, that's a good one. Let's
get your instruments.
That, Jim?
Now, buddy, that was neat. That was fantastic. That is good.
Well, guys, I got someone here that wants to say hi to you from West Virginia. Who we got here wanting to say hi to these guys?
Hey, Dave, this is Bobby Maynard in Huntington. Hi, guys.
Say hi to Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You're making me proud this afternoon.
Hey, Bob, these guys said you taught them how to play.
Oh, man, they're a pleasure to have, Dave. Yes, I'm proud to say I've taught them how to play.
They're one of the few that's admitted that you taught them how.
I know, man. That's why we're good friends.
You taught them well, Bob. I'm about ready to run this bass player out of here. She's so good.
Dave, they're all getting ready to pass us up, I think.
She told me we played that song on their CD where she took that lead bass lick, and I asked her how long she'd been playing. She said about 6 months, and I said, my goodness, I about asked her to leave, Bob.
It's amazing how young people, how fast young people can learn, isn't it?
They do. We're talking to Bobby Maynard from Bobby Maynard Breakdown, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame in West Virginia. Bob, how's everything going with you?
Everything's going fantastic, Dave. A lot of people are learning. I'm teaching a lot of people right now, and been out on the road this weekend playing with my little band out in Indiana and up in Michigan last night, and got home about 4 this morning and enjoying the afternoon with my little family.
I know we get a lot of requests for you, East to West Virginia and Weight Problem and the Go Getter. How can they get your CDs, Bob, if they want them?
They can go to BobbyMaynard.com. They can also order those songs on iTunes, or they can come by my house.
Last time I was by Bobby's house, guys, he had a big sack of potatoes somebody brought him, and he never offered me one of them. Shame on him.
And they're history, too, Dave. You need to come back out. It's been a long time, Dave.
No, I need to get out and see you. Well, Bob, these guys were wanting to talk to you and say hi to you, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome, and I'm proud of first time around.
Very good band. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, David.
I'd like to hear you guys sing one for me. What are you in the mood to sing? Oh, that's a good one.
Like the darling. That's what makes me cry, Jim. That's it. Who sang it?
I am.
You?
Let me get this thing in tune first. Alright, we're ready. Moses at the burning bush, saying, I'm the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, holy ground, holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, I'm the Lord thy God. Yonder Moses, smite that rock, smite that rock, Lord, smite that rock. Go yonder Moses, smite that rock, for I'm the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, holy ground, holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I'm the Lord thy God. Stand still, Moses, see salvation work, salvation work, see salvation work. Stand still, Moses, see salvation work, for I'm the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, holy ground, holy ground.
ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground. For I'm the Lord thy God.
Yeah. Guys, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Good job. You know, a lot of times when you get kids that's never played this long, there's no way they can play that kind of speed.
No, and they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
They are real good.
I'm having a blast, Jim.
Me too, Dave.
Well, it's time for the Phillips Heat and Hardware contest.
That's true.
I'm going to advertise Phillips Heat and Hardware, and if you've got a jingle you'd like to call in about Phillips Heat and Hardware, you have a chance to win $50.
Chris,
we're going to be giving that
deal
away next week. Now, I will warn you, though, when we give this prize away, if it's from a check from Jim, you may want to hold it a few days.
Yeah, for a long, yeah, yeah. A few days.
Because he bought his wife a big old gift.
I sure did, buddy. But it was worth it.
It was worth it. But anyway, we're going to talk about it. If you want to call in and sing a jingle for us, we've heard so far from Brenda from Fort Gay, Ellen from Nippa, Bonnie, and Rex. So far. So, if while I'm talking about this, if you want to call us at 7890318, sing us your jingle, we'll put you in the pot for $50. Let's talk about our good friends, Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville, Kentucky.
That's true.
Now, what they got going on there above all these other big chain stores, Jim?
They've got everything.
Well, not only have they got everything that the big chain stores got, they know what they got.
That's true.
If you go in there with a problem, they can tell you what you need to fix instead of guesswork.
That's right.
They know everything about every product they sell. They're very price competitive to the big chains. A lot of instances cheaper than the big chains. They've got all your garden supplies, Jim, this year.
All your weed-eating lawnmowers.
Oh, just everything. All the garden seeds in, Jim.
They're in.
And they got the good snapper and lawnmower products out there, push and rider. I'll tell you what, that rider is like a Cadillac.
It is. If
you're not seeing, stop by and look at it.
Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned seat. And you can always get in a good game of checkers out there at Phillips Heat and Hardware. They make keys, because I'm always losing keys. Lost your bus keys yet? You haven't lost your bus keys yet? Oh, you ain't got a bus yet? Okay. They've got tools. They've got drill bits. Jim, you work on a farm. You need all kinds of tools, I know.
That's true.
They got them. And I know you're constantly stopping there picking up something that you broke.
I have to.
Because you're real good at breaking things.
That's true.
I know. But all your yard seed, your grass seed, your fertilizer, very important this time of year is your driveway sealant, Jim.
That's right.
They've got it. Make your driveway look brand spanking new. Now, you should have some information now about calling in about a jingle.
Yeah.
Call us at 7890318. They got blacktop patch. They've got the Echo weed eaters, blowers, and strings. Not a big fan of using those products, but they are good products.
And if they tire up on you,
yeah,
you know where to take them.
You got the small engine repair at Phillips.
Right.
If you got something that's not working for your yard, take it out there and he can fix it up. And then Jim, he's got all your tank exchange, your ice,
camping equipment.
And the fishing hole. Man, tell us about that
big
fishing
thing
hole
right now. They sell them Powell rods. They've all their baits that they sell out there is from Bass Pro.
Yeah. Y'all like to fish?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to go in Phillips Heat and Hardware on your way out to the lake.
Yep.
They have got a fishing hole in there. They order the same thing as Bass Pro gets their material.
True.
So, they're on the Paintsville Lake Road. Buy a sponsor of Bluegrass and Highland. Just anything you need, they've got it at Phillips Heat and Hardware. And call us with a jingle at 7890318. Have you all come up with one yet?
No.
Oh, you got to before the end of the show. I'm going to ask you to sing a jingle about Phillips Heat and Hardware. All right.
Somebody start writing.
Somebody better be a-thinking. We'll get that smarty bass player writing one. She knows everything.
You're trying to get back at her. She showed you up, Dave.
Hey, I'm looking at your CD. Where can they get your CD? And how much are they? Okay.
They're $15. You can get them from us, or you can send us a message on Facebook. We'll probably mail you one out.
All right.
Go to your search engine on Facebook and type in First Time Around. Like us on there. I'll probably say that about 15 times before the show ends.
That's fine.
And you can message us or anything like that.
All right. Who's the Rhonda Vincent fan in this crew? Because I'm seeing All American Bluegrass Girl on here. All right. Here's the question, girls. Who wrote All American Bluegrass Girl?
Rhonda
Well, hallelujah, you got one. Well, we're going to play this one, and then I want you all to play. I want them to play this one live, though. They got a cut on this CD called A Modern Day Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, that sounds neat.
Now, they've given me, if this was a 2X, I wouldn't be giving it away.
I know them. I seen you look.
We're going to give a T-shirt away called First Time Around and a cool-looking baseball cap.
Yep.
Can y'all see this out there in Radio Land?
That is good.
And a signed picture.
A camouflage.
By Inch Band. You be the 10th caller at 789-0318, and we'll put you a T-shirt, a hat, and a signed picture. We'll get it to you.
That's true.
Let's hear him sing All America Bluegrass. Who sings on this? Who's the singer? All right, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, Seth.
Go ahead and pass that CD around and sign it.
Yeah.
Bill might be from Kentucky. Jimmy from Tennessee. But I'm an all-American bluegrass girl and proud as I can be.
All-American Bluegrass Girl. You know, Jim, when that song come out, it's been out about 7-8 years. When that was just come out and got number one on the charts, Rhonda came in the studio here and interviewed about that
That song
right there.
Great.
Well, you guys did a wonderful job on that. And a winner of the hat and the T-shirt and the signed picture is Teresa Fitch.
Teresa Fitch.
And we also want to mention, too, that Ellen won the CD.
That we gave away earlier.
Congratulations on that. Jim, let's talk a little bit about McCoy's Tree Service.
McCoy's from INS.
You know them, don't you?
I know them. They've done some work for me, and that I would highly recommend them, Dave.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about James and Donna McCoy from McCoy's Tree Service. They're located in INS, Kentucky. You can phone them at 395-0473. They do all kinds of tree trimming, tree topping, tree removal, stump removal.
And the equipment to do it with.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the key to the whole thing, that they've got the right equipment.
And the know-how.
James, and I know you commented that they left your place just as good as when they come in there.
But nothing, you couldn't even tell. There's all you see was stumps out there at the left.
All right, Miss Fiddle Player, you need stumps removed or trees removed on your place? You good right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
Who are you going to call if you're not paying attention, are you? Who are you going to call if you need stumps removed or treetop?
I bet you want me to tell you? You'd call McCoy's, wouldn't you?
You'd call McCoy's, wouldn't you? That'd be McCoy. Who would you call? McCoy's Tree Service, right? 395-0473. That don't, for some reason, how old are you?
11.
11 don't interest. McCoy don't have much business from 11-year-olds.
No.
We're trying to get your demographic up, James. We're trying to get his demographic up a little bit, aren't we? Well, have you been out to see Wallace, Jim?
Yeah, no, I've not been able to get out there this week.
Well, I'll tell you what. He put new tires on me a couple weeks ago, and I got to try them out in the rain the other night.
How'd they do?
Oh, man.
It's like new ones,
they stuck to the road like glue.
Well, that's what you was looking for.
That's exactly right. Collie Tire, they carry tight on the Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville. You can phone them at 297-2424. Y'all need any tires for your bus or anything? All right, you wish.
You need a bus first, don't you? Well, it's a coming the way you all.
You may have some jingles there, Seth. You can phone them at 297-2424. They carry Michelin. They carry Mastercraft, Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper. Just any General, Firestone, Bridgestone, Jim.
If they make it, they can get it.
That's right. And they got any size of tire you need out there, from small cars to truck cars. And to big trucks.
That's true, Dave.
And also, GM out there, they've got all the truck accessories out there. You know, you've seen the lights under the trucks and the
running
packages like that. They've got all that out there, too. And they've got a brand new state of the art front end alignment out
there.
That's right. Now, if you get new tires, you're definitely going to make sure you want that alignment done.
Yeah, and they can do it for you.
Oh, man.
And the oil change.
Yeah.
They've got all that.
Yeah, $25 for an oil change out
there.
At Conley Tire. If you don't think you can afford tires and you need tires, they got financing available at Conley Tire.
That's right.
And, you know, Jim, another thing, too, they got out there is the good interstate batteries. You know, a bus won't start without a battery starting.
That's
right. Right, guys?
That's
okay.
What kind of battery you got in your bus?
What kind of battery y'all got in your bus?
He's advertising for a bus, ain't
he? Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get you a bus deal, guys.
Any of you people out on the radio listening to us, if you got a bus, tell us.
Yeah. And they'll have them sponsor you, right?
That's
there you
true.
Go. See, if you get a bus deal, you want fuel in a bus. Because that fuel's pretty high. It'll cost about $1,000 to fill a bus up. That's all it costs. But anyway, back to Conley's.
That's all.
That's it. That's why I asked you if you was getting $4,000 a day. Anyway, Conley Tires, Jim, they got the good interstate batteries out there. And they do it all out there, Conley.
Well, now, you said when you went out there, you told them what you wanted and that quick.
Chris told me in five. I didn't have an appointment. I just walked in cold. And I said, Chris, I need some tires. And he told me what I needed. I told him what I wanted. He quoted me a price. Bam, I was out the door in 45 minutes.
That's great.
You can't beat Conley Tire. They've been out there forever. Wallace, if he's asleep when you walk in, just poke him. He'll wake up.
Wake him up.
He'll wake up.
And he'll wake up and take care of you.
Well, yeah. All right, you guys. I want to hear the modern day Bonnie and Clyde. Where did this come from? You tell me. Grab a mic and tell me.
Well, me and my sister Adrian, we really like to listen to Third Time Out.
Yeah,
and they,
Russell Moore.
Yeah, they did that, and we loved it. So.
All right, who plays on this? Huh?
Well, me and Savannah switch instruments, so I play the bass on this one, and she plays
the
bass.
Oh, are you as good as her?
No.
You're not?
No.
So
okay.
You all can play one another's instruments.
We try.
Oh, but everybody in the band plays, right? Yeah. All right. I want to hear a good fiddle break. Do you play the fiddle break on this, too?
No.
Well, that ain't no fair, is it? All right, here's the first time around called the modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side, tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We met at a truck stop, Johnson City, Tennessee. I was gassing up my Firebird when I heard her call me. Said, which way are you headed, boy? Do you need some company? She had me stopping at a Quick Mart before we made it out of town. Next thing she was running at me, telling me to lay that hammer down. Cause there's a man right behind me doing his best to slow me down. Yeah, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side, tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. Motel in the middle of the night. We were counting all the money, smoking stolen Marlboro lights. Lord, we never saw them come in till they read us both the rights. Yeah, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With the sheriff right beside me, pistol pointed by my side. Such a disappointing ending for this modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Funeral home located on the Starfire Hill in Paintsville, Kentucky. been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass and Highlands for 20 years, Jim.
20, that's a long time, Dave.
Yeah, we're talking about our good friends James Andrew up there. And, you know, Jim, I couldn't tell you the last time they didn't win Best Funeral Home.
That's true.
Between the Lakes.
They win it every year.
They do a wonderful job up there, Joseph Preston. They keep up with the latest technologies. You can prepay your funeral. They can do all the any type of funeral you want, from military to transport funerals to just anything. They've kept their building up to date over the years. They've got a chapel on the site. They
can handle parking.
Oh, yeah. Any size funeral, from large to small, or if it's small and it gets large, they can accommodate you without you even asking them. They'll take care of it for you up there. My family's been up there for years, and we've never, never had a bad experience at the Jones Preston Funeral Home. Go see them on the Starfire Hill, Jones Preston Funeral Home. And also our good friend at Brett Butcher down here on Main Street in Paintsville.
He's been picked the best lawyer between the Lakes.
Last year. And we've got, next week, we're going to tell you some exciting news about Brett Butcher. Great lawyer. Just a fantastic guy. And Brett wants you to not worry about the construction. You can get to him.
That's true.
They got the bridge closed, but there's other ways to get to him. And Brett's just a good old boy who'll come out and lobby and talk to you and take care of you.
Right.
You know, he'll treat you guys so many ways, one of them's bound
to
be right.
The right way.
Isn't that right? But go see our good friend, Brett Butcher, attorney at law down here in Main Street in Paintsville, Kentucky, and you'll be glad you did. Well, I want to tell you about a show coming up on June the 27th, 4 to 9. You guys are playing in this, aren't you? It's featuring young musicians from the tri-state area. Jim, that sounds like something we ought to get behind.
Well, it does.
Currently includes, you got some tough names for this old bluegrass boy. How do I say that first name? Malin Huff. She's not kin to those Huffs up in Knott County, is she? Oh, really?
West Virginia.
East Kentucky Blue. And first time around, Olivia May. Some young talent from the Lexington area and West Liberty area also included in the lineup. Now, this is going to be June the 27th from 4 to 9. Where's this at? At the City Park in Louisa?
Yatesville.
Oh, at Yatesville. Okay. Jim, we're going to scroll down there.
Yeah, check that out.
We'll check
Andrew
that out.
With us.
Huh?
Andrew will be down there.
Yeah, Andrew's a forest ranger down there.
Yeah, park ranger.
All right. Is it a free concert, guys? $5. You know Andrew Oxer.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, you're not saying much. You don't have much to talk about.
He could have went the rest of the show and not said that, couldn't he?
That's exactly right. Jim, let's do our church announcements real quick.
I don't think we've got much today, Dave.
Huh?
Birthdays. Just got one birthday, Audrey Pruitt.
And we want to remind everybody, if you want to tune into our website, www.highlandchurchfamily.com, you can live stream our services tonight at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to this radio broadcast and archives from different shows. So, and we're recording this one, guys. I'm going to try to get you a copy burnt. Okay? But, man, we've had a good time with you guys today.
Great time. Went by too fast.
No, we're down, Father, so doggone good.
That's it.
You wait till I see Bobby Maynard, and I'll break his arm teaching her to play bass like that.
Uh-huh. We've done a good job with it.
Now, did he teach you on the fiddle?
Yeah.
Bobby's a great fiddle player. Bobby's a real good fiddle player. Did he work with you?
Yeah.
Well, Bobby dog. He just trained every one of you.
We've got his whole class in here.
See, he gives me and Jim the senior citizens discount.
That's right. And then puts us off in a room by herself, doesn't he?
That's right. That's right. Guys, thank you so much for coming today. I want you to go off the air with a big number that I like. And if I was a betting man, I'd say you play this pretty fast, don't you? Whew. Ah, man. Well, we're going to go off the air. And they're going to let me play with them. What can you do this in? Do you got a capo for me? Oh, my goodness. Y'all ever watch the Ronnie Reno show on RFD TV? See, everybody gets, Ronnie plays the last number with everybody. So when's your guy's next show?
Let's see. You know, I'm not for sure when our last show is. I'm not for sure when it is, but. Yeah, well,
I'll tell you later. I'll find out and then I'll tell you.
Well, you got 4 minutes to tell us. Guys, thank you so much. Until we see you next week. May 23rd, where?
Mountain Home Place.
Mountain Home Place. Oh, that would be good.
That's local.
Until we see you next week, remember two things, guys. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ.
We'll see
one.
You next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Train 45 leaving Union Station, Cincinnati, Ohio, all aboard, all points south, chugga chugga. Next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.